This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Ah yes, the magnificent Trolley Sourbright Crawler, also known as Trollicus brightolus. The worm's captivating neon colour makes it an easy gummy prey.
Trolley!
It's a surprisingly sour, invitingly chewy, staggeringly snackable species unlike anything else found on this planet.
Eat me!
Delicious. Visit Trolley.com to shop now.
Trolley, eat me!
This is the Daily Tip presented by BetMGM. Now, here's Chelsea Messenger and Michael Jenkins.
We haven't talked since Thanksgiving. I gotta know, what was your MVP of your Thanksgiving dinner?
Ooh, very good question. Well, I was going to say the martinis that I had, but that's not really food. So I would probably say, you know what? The lovely Catherine, and I didn't think I was going to like it, but she made this sweet potato. I don't know what it was. It was almost like a
casserole?
Dessert. It was kind of like but it was just sweet potatoes. And then on the top was this like sweet pecan glaze that she had put together. And at first, I was like, this is a little too sweet for me. But then the more I ate, it was like eating dessert. It was really good. So that was awesome. I had a great Thanksgiving meal with some friends of ours. We got together, watched football, just had a Friendsgiving. And that was probably the MVP for me. Also, I have to say that the green bean casserole was surprisingly good. Normally, I stay away from that. But if you put enough onion strings, you know, the crunchy onion toppings on it, it tends to be really good. So that was a close second. What about you?
For me, it has to be the pumpkin pie. I think my ratio of food on Thanksgiving was like 10% turkey, 10% sides, 80% pie. Like, I went all out on the desserts. I know a lot of people are like all about like the savory foods, the turkey, the dressing, whatever. But I had a lot of pie. Like, I think I had like half a pie. I'm not even kidding.
Really?
Yeah, I didn't eat that much turkey or anything else. I am very much a sweets person, so okay. The pie was hitting. Pie was hitting, my friend. So I had a lot of pumpkin pie, and we also had key lime pie, so I had some of that too. So I had a lot of pie on Thanksgiving.
Well, I was supposed to bring a dessert, and my mom sent me this pecan-covered cheesecake from Texas, and it looked
so...
they ship it
homemade
overnight.
Fresh.
Overnight in dry ice.
Oh.
So that you get it immediately and it doesn't spoil. And as soon as you get it, then you just put it in the fridge and it's fine. And it's, you open it up and it's super cold. And I was going to bring that. And then I thought, I can't give this up. This has a caramel pecan topping and homemade cheesecake. You can't get this anywhere here. So I was going to bring that. And instead, I went down to Giant and bought a pumpkin pie and brought that instead. I couldn't give it up.
You selfish son,
I know.
You had an amazing cheesecake that you held out on your friends who so generously hosted you for Thanksgiving. You said, "Nah, I'm going to keep this one to myself. Let's just go get a grocery store dessert." Jakes, you're terrible.
I know. I just couldn't. And plus, it was sent from my mom. You know, it's like my mom sent
for
that.
You and your friends. Like, I don't personally.
She did not know we were going to this Friendsgiving. She sent this about a week ago. She's like, I sent you and Catherine, since Catherine's moving in, I sent you guys some barbecue and also a cheesecake. And I was like, oh, awesome. So she didn't send it for the Friendsgiving. And I thought, I couldn't do it. But the pumpkin pie was fine, Chelsea. People liked the pumpkin pie. It was fine.
Yeah, so on the show, Jinx isn't going to give you his best play. He's going to save that for himself. He's going to give you like his C-list play. So just know that
right.
Michael Jenkins, bad teammate on this show. and with that, we welcome in a good teammate, Double D, going to give us our nominees for MVP Monday.
MVP Monday. Remind me never to invite you to a Friendsgiving, Jenks. Jeez.
Right?
This looks spectacular. Yeah. Not taking it. It's all
good.
Couldn't do it. Oh, couldn't my good night. On that tip, my son cooks some unbelievably great homemade mac and cheese. And I did my special take on green bean casserole where I throw in some Philly cream cheese. So,
ooh,
yeah, makes it a lot thicker and a lot more rich. And it's really, really delicious. But that being said, let's get to the nominees for our MVP Monday. Nominee number one is Donovan Edwards, running back, Michigan. Edwards had a touchdown. Had touchdown runs of 75 and 85 yards in the fourth quarter to put the Wolverines in the Big Ten title game as they beat Ohio State 45-23. Edwards went 75 yards on the first play for Michigan after the Buckeyes had cut the lead to just 8 midway into the fourth quarter. Nominee number two, Caleb Williams, QB from USC. Williams was nearly perfect versus Notre Dame, going 18 for 22 passing and also rushing for 3 touchdowns in the Trojans' 38-27 win. Williams had 2 rushing touchdowns in the fourth quarter to put away the Irish and send USC into the top 4 in the polls. Nominee number 3, Josh Jacobs, running back for the Las Vegas Raiders. 33 carries, 229 yards, and 2 touchdowns in the Raiders' 40-34 overtime win over Seattle. Jacobs went 86 yards in overtime for the game-winning score. Jacobs has now gone over 1,000 yards for the third time in his 4-year career. Nominee number 4, Jalen Hurts, quarterback, Philadelphia Eagles. Hurts ran for the Philadelphia quarterback record, 157 yards on 17 carries, and also threw for 153 yards and 2 touchdowns in the 40-33 win over the Packers. Hurts became the first player since at least 1950 with 150 yards, both rushing and passing, with multiple touchdown passes. Jenks, who is your MVP this Monday?
I got to go with Caleb Williams. That was a virtuoso performance against Notre Dame, and he won the Heisman Trophy with that performance. We always knew that Caleb Williams could pass the ball, but there were times when he was flushed out of the pocket. A run in particular where he's flushed out, he has to turn around against the grain and then zigzags across that Notre Dame defense to get a first down. He did everything in this game. And you always talk about having a Heisman moment. If you're going to win the trophy, what was his Heisman moment? That was Caleb Williams's Heisman moment. And they needed every bit of him to win that game. You know why he followed Lincoln Riley out to USC now? Because in that offense, you can put up big numbers, but he has been an absolute whirlwind this season. And now with C.J. Stroud losing, Caleb Williams steps up, was masterful against Notre Dame. Again, a Heisman moment. He did the Heisman pose on the sidelines because his teammates were yelling Heisman. He's your MVP.
Yeah, it's hard to argue that one. Caleb Williams even did the Heisman pose after a touchdown, or at least it looked like it. So it's got to be him, especially when you are playing with your team's hopes on your backs, because USC is going to have to be nearly perfect, you know, to get into the college football playoff, because the Pac-12 doesn't get a ton of respect. But I think with the shakeup and the chaos, that it's going to be them, and it's going to be Caleb Williams winning the Heisman. However, we need an honorable mention for Josh Jacobs. If anybody had him in their fantasy leagues, my goodness, did Josh Jacobs carry your team. 48 points for Josh Jacobs yesterday. If you look across the league, like, the highest total for a quarterback was 29 points. So this is a sports betting show. I'm sure there are a ton of fantasy players. If you had Josh Jacobs, he was your MVP this weekend because he had 48 fantasy points. My goodness. It wasn't like a super meaningful game, but that has to be at least mentioned on our show.
Mm-hmm.
You can mention it. I refuse to observe it just for the pure fact that he poo-pooed on my Survivor pick. The big jerk face.
Oh, well.
I'm not happy with it. But you know what? Let's make it 3 for 3. It's Caleb Williams, ladies and gentlemen, the quarterback from USC. Without a shadow of a doubt, his Heisman-winning performance against the Fighting Irish, who have been playing really well over the past few weeks. Everyone said that if he came out, showed up, showed out, which he did, this was his Heisman to lose now. So congratulations to Caleb Williams, the three-time Monday MVP. But on that note, I'm also going to give an honorable mention to a guy who had an unbelievable game on Sunday. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. An honorable mention goes to Mike freaking White, quarterback from the J-E-T-S, Jets, Jets, Jets. 22 of 28, 315 yards, 3 touchdowns, and 0 interceptions.
He looked awesome yesterday.
Four from Mike White. He had a virtuoso performance for the Jets. Was it last year? Like where he came in relief and then kind of fizzled down the stretch. So do we think this is the case? Or do you think this is like a one-time only thing? Kind of like Toyota-thon, even though I feel like that's going on like all year long. Do we think Mike White, the hype is real? Like at some point, I don't know. How many chances does Zach Wilson get? Because I know he is the guy that they have invested a ton of money in, but this is the conundrum. When you have a backup quarterback that comes in and puts on a nice performance, I'm not ready to say that Mike White is the future of the franchise. Like, that seems a little ridiculous. But do you think there's a quarterback controversy in New York?
Zach Wilson looked absolutely owed beyond belief on the sidelines, never smiling, never. I never once saw him clap for Mike White when all this was going right for Mike White. He was seriously, seriously not happy with being benched, which is fine, but be a teammate, you know, maybe not throw your defense under the bus. Maybe, you know, be a team player. Just a thought.
Well, Jakes wouldn't know anything about that. Jakes would be like in the corner eating his pumpkin cheesecake or whatever. I sure would be. Like, oh, am I supposed to be paying attention to the game? Don't worry about me. I'm not eating cheesecake, as he has cheesecake smeared across his face. But you're right. In that situation, you always know that the cameras are on you and your reactions too. So he should have known better. And at least, you know, fake it. You don't have to be happy for the guy, but at least, you know, do a little clapping if your team scores a touchdown.
Well, here's the thing about Mike White is that, look, he was inconsistent last year, had that incredible 4-touchdown game, right, and then fell off a little bit. So Zach Wilson gets healthy, comes back. But he has shown already in his short time or the handful of appearances that we've seen, he has shown a much higher ceiling than Zach Wilson. I mean, he went out there and balled out. And Zach Wilson should be upset because, look, now he needs to support his team. Okay, I would be there on the sidelines with him sharing a cheesecake and say, yeah, man, this sucks, man. You're not going to get your job back, buddy. Here, take a bite of this. There you go. There you go. That's my guy. But he's had every opportunity to solidify himself as the Jets starter and has not gotten it done. Where you've got Mike White who comes in there, and yeah, he's been inconsistent too throughout his career, but shows that he can absolutely light it up when he's having a good game. That Jets offense looked awesome yesterday. And they had the receivers with Elijah Moore and Garrett Wilson. Those guys have so much talent on both sides of the football, and they're young. If Mike White can perform even close to that level, the Jets are a dangerous football team. When Zach Wilson is in there, he's a liability.
Here's my question. Do you want to trust a team in the postseason that has a question at quarterback? Because right now the Jets aren't just playing for the regular season. Like, yes, they are amongst a turnaround in which this is still going to be viewed as a successful season. The fact that they're 7-4 right now, but entering the postseason, is this a team that you would want to trust when they're not even exactly sure who their quarterback is?
Well, I think what you have to do is see how the rest of the season plays out. But not only did he do this in the rain, Mike White, He was, as we said, his stat line was unbelievable. But I think the plan for the Jets was, okay, let's let Mike get in there and drive the car and let the other guys do the work. Maybe he doesn't turn it over. Then we'll just hand the keys back to Zach Wilson. But now, if Mike White performs anywhere close to this level, Zach Wilson will not play the rest of the season because the Jets can make the playoffs.
Yeah, because right now they're 7-4. So it's looking good for the playoffs for the Jets, despite being third in the AFC East. They should get that wild card spot if they don't just completely pee down their leg. Up next, they have the Vikings. I'm wondering what that point spread will be, because the Vikings have a secondary that certainly can be beaten. And then they have the Bills, the Lions, the Jags, and Seahawks and Dolphins. So it will be very interesting to watch for this Jets if they continue this miracle turnaround season. And I'm pretty sure they have already hit their win total. I believe it was, what, 5.5? So congrats to you if you believe in the J-E-T-S, Jets, 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 who are getting 3 points at the Vikings next, or I guess it's this week.
For more, listen to The Daily Tip, presented by BetMGM. Weekday mornings from 6 to 9 Eastern on the BetQL Network, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.